Have you not been given any kind of time frame about your position at the moment, then? You don't know what the future holds for you at the moment?
No, no.
And you weren't given that when you came to this club at all?
No, I was given the task to do the job and get them out as fast as possible. And which with games, Middlesbrough, Sheffield, Birmingham, Ipswich, we have a number of games, very big. So on paper, the away game to Milton Keynes was a game where we should have taken the points. We didn't. So this makes our situation only more difficult at the time.
Is that quite a risk for you personally? Because coming into an interim position seems very precarious. What's in it for you from that aspect?
I do the job as I'm paid for. So I don't see any risk.
Even though it's so short term, because we all want stability in our jobs, and at the moment that future looks uncertain for you, you don't mind that uncertainty?
But it's not a secret that my job was and will be working for the owner, in what position that's in. At this moment, I'm in as a head coach. Before, I worked for the Spanish team to do the recruitment since I left Charlton. And now I'm a head coach in Charlton. And in this way, as a job security, I still work for the owner.
Why do you think, Carol, that you're the man to succeed here at Charlton where others previously may have failed?
Well, it's not up to me to say that.
But you're confident in your own ability, of course.
Absolutely, otherwise I would never accept the challenge.
Fans obviously frustrated. Do you understand that for them, you are an unknown quantity? They don't know what you're going to bring. So for them, that's a lot about where the frustrations are coming from at the moment.
I cannot master their thoughts.
Is there a message to them to give them a bit of comfort that this isn't just going to be a season that falls apart now?
It would be arrogant to tell them what to think.
Sheffield Wednesday, what do you know about them?
I know the team very well, so we've been looking at them since the Milton Keynes game. So we know their qualities. And now it's up to us to get a good performance. And we're confident we can do that. But I hope that the supporters will back the team and that they make it into a home game, because they really need the support from the supporters.
And do you feel as though you know the Championship enough to evaluate clubs like Sheffield Wednesday, or is this all quite new to you in terms of working out the division at the moment?
No, it's not new to me. I've been here before, although it was a short spell. But ever since, I've been following Championship very closely. And I repeat, it's not me. We have a whole coaching staff, and we have very capable qualities in our coaching staff that know the league, and know the opponents, know our own team, and we are a strong coaching staff.